Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, we're going to talk boxing for the next few minutes. There was a few big fights at the weekend, of course, which meant an awful lot in terms for individuals getting through to world title honours. Let's catch up with Tom Gray from Ring Magazine. Morning to you, Tom.
Good morning.
Thank you for your company at short notice.
No problem.
Let's start quickly with Liam Smith. I know you didn't have firmly your attention on this one, but Liam fighting at the weekend for another chance to step forward for the WBO Super Welterweight World title. But he had to get past Liam Williams, and the first fight they had was an absolute monster scrap, wasn't it, Tom?
It absolutely was. I mean, I thought Liam Williams initially in the first fight did extremely well. Liam Smith got cut up, and then he came storming back in the middle rounds and into the late rounds. And then Liam Williams got the horrendous cut that led to the fight being stopped. And there was a lot of animosity afterwards that carried on through the build-up to the rematch, wasn't there? So they ended up... quite spiteful in the build-up, and I know that rubbed people up the wrong way, but, you know, in terms of the fight that happened, I don't think the fight at the weekend was as good, but Liam Smith wins and moves on.
But sometimes it doesn't have to be as good, does it, for the eventual winner, because all they want to do, and it's too important, isn't it, to actually turn it into another super scrap?
No, that's a good point. Plus the fact, I mean, very rarely will a rematch equal the original. It's usually the original that's the best fight. The more often that fighters go in with each other, the more things they can cancel out. So, yeah, you make a good point. The rematch is rarely as good as the first fight.
He's 28 years old, Liam Smith. Of course, Saul Canelo Alvarez was a class above him, as he is amongst most fighters. But whoever he fights next, and I mean, that is the question mark now. What is out there in that division, the super welterweight world division, given that Miguel Cotto has decided to sort of stand down now?
Well, I feel pretty bad for Liam that he's not getting the opportunity to go in against Miguel Cotto. I mean, Cotto's taken Saddam Ali for his last fight in December, and Liam Smith, in my eyes, would have given him a far, far greater test. In terms of the WBO rankings, I've not really had a look yet. The WBO, if Cotto vacates post-December, see, the thing is, I mean, Cotto's promised and all that he's going to pack it in, but you don't really know. You know, you don't know what's going to get dangled in front of him. He could just change his mind. You know, and I think he is gone. But the WBO will end up mandating a fight between Liam and someone else. And they'll probably meet the first quarter of the, or maybe the first half maybe of 2018.
Do you think it's sometimes when you come back to fight for a world title a second time, you've held it once, you've lost it, have you got even more of an appetite for it then, Tom?
A fighter like Liam Smith will never lack appetite. He's extremely hungry, very ballsy, ultra, ultra tough. So that's not an area where Liam Smith is ever going to lack. The good thing coming in the second time around is you've been there and you know you've done it. So it gives you the added confidence that you can go in there and you can handle yourself at that level. So, you know, Liam has all that going for him. Plus, even though the two fights against Liam Williams were domestic, you know, he's got some good rounds in there, some good combat. So that'll stand him in good stead when his second opportunity comes around.
Right, you had a very close eye at the weekend on Josh Taylor, who produced a stunning performance to stop Miguel Vasquez.
Yeah, he was excellent again, wasn't he? I mean, it wasn't perhaps as dazzling to watch as the win over O'Hara Davis, but that was down to the style that he was in against. Vasquez is a known spoiler, and for Josh to look as good as he did and take him out, Vasquez had never been stopped, and I think it's an 11-year pro career. Speaks volumes. It's funny, actually, I was sitting at ringside, and you try to, because I'm on deadline, you try to kind of preempt what's going to happen. And just looking at it, you know, the big expert, I start typing up, Josh Taylor wins his fight by unanimous decision. I've got 300-odd words in. And I'd done that at the end of the eighth round, whack, body shot, KO, and I still get in on deadline, no problem. But it was the right hook to the body was pure world class, and he put the entire junior welterweight division on notice. The kid is world class. I mean, I can't think of many junior welterweights now that trouble him, with the exception of Mikey Garcia. So, you know, that's how good I think he is. He's a superstar in the making.
26 years old. What's he moved on to with his record? 10 KOs?
No, 11-0 with 10 knockouts.
Right.
So he's just I've had an eye on. I've known Josh since he was in the WBS, the World Series of Boxing. So I watched him spar Ricky Burns, you know, years and years and years ago. And I spoke to him before he turned over pro, and I said, once you've had a few fights, I'd like to do a story on you. And I've done all that, and he's crossed every T and dotted every I, and that was another terrific performance. Thing is, I don't know where. I mean, I think 2018. I spoke to him before his fight. I think 2018 is going to have to be a world title shot, and I know he wants to go after Anthony Idgett, who's the European champion next. He certainly wants that belt. Whether or not Idgett fights him or not is another thing. But I think he'll end up with a title shot next year, because I don't really know how further you can advance him. You don't want him going stale.
Right, what's happening in the heavyweight division? We see Tyson Fury saying an awful lot at the moment, but is he in any position to get back and be amongst the contenders with Anthony Joshua come 2018?
Well, I mean, I just read a brief interview a moment ago with Peter Fury, who said that that Tyson is targeting an April return. It would be good if that's what comes off. It's just that's a long time away. And then you'd be looking at him winning that fight and then another few months out. So you wouldn't be looking at Anthony Joshua until late summer. And, you know, Anthony's not going to wait around for him. So, you know, I mean, Anthony Joshua could fight someone, you know, early part of next year and then secure maybe Wilder for the summer. You know, I think a lot of this comes down to how confident people are in Tyson getting back. You know, he could have one fight and disappear again. I mean, he's so unpredictable in the ring and out that you don't really know what's going on there. So there's a lot of stuff to get through before you're going to get Tyson Fury in a big, big fight. And I'd love to see him back at top level and in great shape. Absolutely, I would.
Deontay Wilder, you mentioned his name there. Now, of course, he thinks he's the big attraction, doesn't he? And perhaps in the States, he's far better known than Anthony Joshua.
That's actually debatable.
Is AJ quite a big deal over there now?
Well, I mean, you know, Anthony Joshua has had a couple of fights broadcast in the States, but the Klitschko fight, which was obviously massive over here, but it was also massive in the States, and HBO and Showtime both ran that over in the States. So, and it was such an exciting fight. Whereas Deontay Wilder, despite the unbeaten record, despite the big punch, he's had nothing of consequence in terms of victories in his career. I mean, he knocked out Bermain Stiverne in a rematch last time out. So what? I mean, the guy came in at a few days' notice, and you know, it was, and that wasn't any fault of Wilder's. You know, his prior opponent, not for the first time, failed a drug test. But Deontay Wilder really has got the big punch, he's got the record, but he's not getting the results. Whereas Anthony Joshua, to me and to most people, is the consensus best heavyweight in the world, and he's got there through merit. And I don't think that Wilder's a big attraction. I think if there's going to be difficulty making the Joshua Wilder fight, it might be down to the fact that Wilder and his people do overvalue themselves, because Anthony Joshua is the big attraction out of the two, in my eyes. That's the way I see it.
He's the one. Just a quickie before you go on Amir Khan. So he's all across the papers today, perhaps for reasons that you wouldn't have expected. He's going into the jungle for I'm a celeb.
Oh, dear.
But he's 30 years old and he's off into the jungle. He's still a professional boxer.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of puts a question mark next to him for me, because I sort of think you do that after your career's finished.
I could not agree with you more. I think that in the last several years, some of the decisions by Amira, you just need to question both. I mean, in terms of that kind of thing, and also the fights. I mean, his last fight was against Canelo. I mean, I get it. You know, he wanted the big super fight with the dollar signs attached, and he wasn't getting Mayweather, and he wasn't getting Pacquiao. So, you know, he went in there against Canelo. But I remember that's one of the only fights where I've actually looked at it as soon as it was made, because it just came out of nowhere, where I was actually scared for him. So I thought that was a terrible decision. He got badly knocked out in the fight, and then he's disappeared ever since. You know, and he's so talented, and you know, you get him the right fights and he could probably get himself into really good places and maybe pick up another world title. But you're not going to do that fighting Canelo, and you're not going to do it getting into I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. I mean, the only thing you can hope for is they do get him out quick.
Tom, thank you for your company at very late notice. Always appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Top man, all the best. Tom Gray from Ring Magazine there.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.